Hello, this is Ed McMahon, your host for Monitor 67, the best sound around to enjoy at home or take along in your car. In 3 minutes, Kurt Gowdy will be along to give you outdoorsmen a rundown on fishing for steelhead trout in the Pacific Northwest. Right now, Monitor music. Here are Roger Williams in the chorus with Love Me Forever.
Nothing like a lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Next, Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy. Brought to you by Zebco Sports Products and by Kiekhafer, makers of Mercury Outboard Motors, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt.
One of the most exciting game fish in the world is the steelhead. We'll tell you why and how to really go after steelhead right after this message. The only prize I ever won was a jackknife at a Boy Scout benefit bingo. I'm not eligible to enter Zebco's $25,000 sports stakes, but you are. And you might win the grand prize, a Dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup, plus a glove compartment full of cash, $2,500 cash. Or you might win a 16-foot fiberglass boat and Mercury motor, a Zebco 909 Deluxe reel, or one of 2,500 other great prizes. It's simple. Just stop by your Zebco dealers and fill out an entry blank, and you don't have to buy anything either. While you're there, take a look at the new lines of Zebco Balance Fishing Tackle, the all-new Cardinal Spinning Reels by Abu, and Outdoor Sporting Gear by Redhead. You'll be impressed. You might even insist on buying something. But don't wait. Enter now. Void where prohibited by law. And remember, when it has the name Zebco or Redhead, buy it. Nothing measures up to Zebco quality. Zebco Division, Brunswick Corporation. Bill McGuire, who's head of research and development for the Eddie Bauer Expedition Outfitting Company in the Pacific Northwest, has been a steelhead fisherman for 40 years. First of all, Bill, what is a steelhead?
Well, Kurt, this could start into an argument that's liable to go for 3 days, but a steelhead is really a rainbow trout that has gone ocean.
How many different types of fish have you actually fished for?
I have fished for, I guess, just about every type of freshwater fish that is known.
How do you rate the steelhead with these other types?
Number one, Kurt, number one.
Why?
Oh, this ironhead is coming back to sea and from sea, I should say, and he's just full of the devil. You take a rainbow and add about 15 pounds on him and get a fly right out there and a fly in his mouth, and you've got lots of fun.
California, Oregon, Washington, British Columbia are the prime places, right?
Oh, this is right. In the state of Washington, we have really the best of the steelhead fishing, I think, in the United States.
Are you noticing a diminishing number of fish?
No, I'm not. Thanks to a very good research program, which we have in the state of Washington, I think our steelhead are on the upswing.
Well, I've fished all over the world myself, and I have fished briefly one day in a Snake River. Caught two steelhead on a fly, and I can see what you mean. One was about 8 pounds, the other small one, 3 or 4 pounds. But these fish had worked up the snake into Idaho quite a ways, and evidently were a little tired, didn't have the zip they might have had if you'd caught them down closer to the ocean, right?
This is right, Kurt. Of course, a steelhead, the further he gets upstream, the less zoom that he's going to have. This is a fact. However, I think fishing the Babine River in British Columbia, I might take as an incidence, these fish travel about 200 miles from salt. There's about 70 miles of tidal water in the Skeena River, and then they come up into the Babine. This is above the Kispiaks. I took my very dear friend Joe Brooks up the last couple of years, and I think Joe will vouch for me that these fish are long from being through. These fish run quite large up there, average of about 15 pounds up to, and we've hooked them 40.
What are your favorite ways to go for a steelhead? Fly rod?
Kurt,
and
mine
spinning?
Is strictly a fly rod.
Mm-hmm.
I, in the past, have done a lot of spinning and a lot with a level wind type of reel, but I have caught a lot of steelhead, and I'm not just out after meat, and a fly rod is certainly the most difficult way to take a steelhead, but it's the only way of which I really enjoy this fishing.
What are the best times of year for our listeners to Monitor Outdoors to go steelhead fishing?
Well, it would have to be in British Columbia starting in September. If they're in the Washington, we would start in November and December. January and February, still good, and up into March.
Thanks to Bill McGuire for his information on the exciting steelhead. And this is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors.
Now a word about Mercury outboard motors. Every once in a while, somebody says, sure, a Mercury outboard's fast, but it won't last. Well, it just isn't true. Sure, Mercs are built to perform. They've won more races and set more speed and endurance records than all other outboards put together. But Mercury also builds the world's most reliable outboards. Otherwise, how could they ever have finished all those races? See all 9 quiet new Mercuries, 3.9 to 110 horsepower, at your Mercury outboard dealer. You're listening to Monitor 67 at 16 minutes after the hour. Just ahead, Al Capp answers some questions asked by college students. So stay with us right here on the Monitor Beat.
Maybe your grandfather will remember an old song on a Saturday night. He may also remember when he danced on Saturday night at Roseland. Well, it's a little different today. Now they dance on Saturday afternoon, too. Dedicated dance lovers who can't make it in the evening indulge their love of dancing at the Saturday matinee from 1:45 to 6 p.m. The usual Saturday night soiree begins at 8, and on Sunday, dancing is continuous all day from 3:30 p.m. But no matter when you come to Roseland Dance City for the first time, the reaction is the same. You walk into a sensationally spacious ballroom that must stop you in your tracks. You glide out onto the largest, smoothest dance floor you've ever seen, and you dance to the finest dance music in the land. That's the ticket at Roseland, and that ticket is only $2 complete. Incidentally, restaurant and bar prices are surprisingly modest. Today, tonight, and tomorrow, take your mate or date for your dancing delight to Roseland Dance City, 52nd Street, just west of Broadway. Roseland Dance City, the world's most famous air-conditioned ballroom.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, answers your questions.
Ed McMahon here for Monitor 67. Here's Claudine Longet, known at home as Mrs. Andy Williams, to sing her breathless version of Hello, Hello.
Hello, hello. Your smile. Hello, hello. Volunteering to help stop the rumor that I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa. Though we both spell our names W-Y-N-N, we are not, I repeat, not related. For helping me stop this rumor, the scout at the west exit of the stadium will give each of you a free can of Wynn's new charge. Add new charge to the oil in your crankcase. It restores compression, stops oil burning, gives your car total power. In other words, Wynn's new charge will keep your car going strong. Now, the Wynn Oil Company Corral, directed by John Philip Azusa, will entertain you as you try to file out of here. Maestro?
Ready, Cousin Keenan!
Recently, Monitor's social satirist Al Capps spoke before a group of students at Mary College in Bismarck, North Dakota. There was a question and answer session afterwards, and the brave Mr. Capp undertook to answer questions on such weighty matters as comic strips, international relations, and abstract art.
Is there really a moral breakdown on the American campus? I got two or three of these notes, all signed students. Well, now, the sanctimonious tone of this thing doesn't fool me. When a student asks me, is there a moral breakdown on other campuses, what he really means, when is it getting to mine? You show me a student who's worried about the moral breakdown on some other university, and I'll show you a kid who's getting no action. Who is the second funniest man in America? Hubert Humphrey. What do you think of peanuts? It'll never go. Too much sex and violence. What do you think of abstract art? Well, now, I try not to, but sometimes I eat unwisely. Now, some people look at abstract art and say, I don't understand it because to me it looks like garbage. If it looks like garbage to you, you do understand it. If you want a simple guide to abstract art, it's this. Abstract art is the product of the untalented, sold by the unprincipled to the totally bewildered. I am worried about the image Americans have to foreigners, or I'm not. I don't give a darn what we look like to foreigners. Let them worry about what they look like to us.
The man with the answer is Al Capp. Now this word about one of the good things in life.
And now John's strength will tie this steel bar into a granny knot.
I can't do it.
Here, John, have some V8.
Looks good like tomato juice.
But it's V8 cocktail vegetable juice. V8 gives you the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Wow! It sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
I did it. There's your knot.
Tremendous! But how do I untie it?
Just pull the loose end.
Now an old song and a bright new package. Here's Dean Martin with Chapel in the Moonlight.
to hear the organ in the chapel in the moonlight while we're strolling down the aisle where roses entwine. How I love to hear you whisper in the chapel in the moonlight that the love light in your eyes forever will shine. How I love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight as they sing, oh, promise me forever be mine. To hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight as they sing, oh, promise me forever be mine.
In the chapel in the moonlight.
This is Monitor 67. One of the better ways to keep up with the weekend scene wherever you are, at home or in your car, anywhere in the USA. In the four-season vacation land area around Cadillac, Michigan, we're heard on WATT. Hello, Cadillac. Now identification time for NBC stations nearest you. Then more of Monitor 67.
This is Kurt Gowdy. I'll be with you later today on Monitor Outdoors on NBC Radio.
My name, Jose Jimenez, the bellboy, carrying a message from the bell system. The message is a musical jingle which I wrote and composed myself. It tells the story of how easy and convenient it is to call ahead for reservations at hotels and motels and resorts. Even how some places will call the next stop for you. And when you call ahead, a room will be waiting and all your dories will be hunky. Now, here is my jingle. Call ahead for reservations. That's catchy, isn't it?
While you drive, it's NBC. Monitor on NBC. On the go, on radio, it's NBC.
Hello, Ed McMahon here for Monitor 67, where you keep in touch with the weekend world. Just ahead, we'll be hearing about the new prospects for open tennis, with amateurs and professionals competing in the same tournament. But first, Monitor music. Here's Betty Mannigan, another go-around.
I want to have another go-around.
Another go-around.
Another go-around.
Another go-around.
And this old world, this good old world.
This good old world.
And when I do, I still will love no one but you. Cause you're the one who made my dream come true. I want to have another go-around.
Yeah.
This grueling auto race is nearing its finish. Clyde McDuff and his abalone special is two laps ahead of the field. But wait, he's pulling in for a pit stop. Clyde, what's wrong?
Nothing wrong. I want to finish a clean first, so I'm having the boys wash down my abalone special with the Osro pressure washer and snazz up the interior with Osro's tornado car vacuum. Osro does a job and does it fast. Gotta go now.
Good luck, Clyde. But there goes Spinouts 5 past you into the lead.
But he's going to be disqualified.
Disqualified? Why?
Dirty driving.
In one moment, a report on the improved chances of an open tennis tournament. Monitor Sports is brought to you by the Youngmobiles in behalf of your nearest Olds dealer.
Weekend. Wonderful weekend. Down with Tess. Let's invest in some fun. Buckle up and get set. Join the Jet Set. It's your best bet. You belong in a 442 by Oldsmobile. And Oldsmobile, a 442. They all applaud this very, very mod machine. That is Magna Cum Laude.
One of the Youngmobiles from Oldsmobile.
The much-talked-about Open Tennis Tournament is a big step closer to realization. A report from Robert Kelleher, president of the United States Lawn Tennis Association, and Monitor Sports editor Len Dillon.
Bob Kelleher, you're sending an uninstructed delegation to next month's meeting of the International Lawn Tennis Federation. That evidently means that the U.S. finally has withdrawn opposition to an open tournament between the amateurs and the pros. Is that true?
It's almost true, Len. We've withdrawn our recorded opposition. We were on record as being unalterably opposed to open tennis in every kind, and we have formally withdrawn that opposition.
In your opinion, what has caused this change in thinking?
Well, it's partly a matter of time. The resolution which was adopted in opposition to open tennis was taken 4 years ago, and if only because the world's changed a bit in those 4 years, we thought it was time to take another look at it. And in the course of taking a look, the delegates decided that perhaps they'd better not be so strong-willed and definite about it.
Now, what chance do you think open tennis has of really being voted in next month?
It's speculation as to its chance. It would be on the part of anyone, I think. Personally, I think it's about an even chance.
What countries are likely to support open tennis, and in your opinion, what countries will vote against it?
Well, out of the 64 countries, it's speculation as to most of them. We do know some who are for, and we do know some who are against. Great Britain is the principal proponent of open tennis. Australia is for it. We think France is for it. Russia, Yugoslavia, the communist bloc, as we refer to it, is all opposed to it. And as to the others, it's difficult to say.
Now, if open tennis does win approval, when do you think the first open tournament might be held?
It would be a guess, but I think Australia would probably have the first go at it sometime in the late fall. There's a time problem involved. It takes some time from the meeting and the resolution which would authorize it for any country to get started. And the Australian season starts in October. They'd probably have the first chance at it and probably would have the first open tournament.
Now, the proponents of open tennis claim that it's going to be a boon to the game, such as the U.S. Open and golf. But personally, what advantages do you see accruing to the tennis pros in an open tennis tournament?
Well, the tennis pros could use some help at the gate, and they could use it in interest. Their organization is newer than ours. It isn't as well developed. They're not able to stage a tournament. They so far have had more of a barnstorming operation than a tournament operation. The pros themselves would benefit greatly from fitting into our established pattern of tournaments and our administrative experience. So they'd be delighted to have open tennis come along, I'm sure.
I think the amateur end of tennis kind of feel and are afraid that the pros will try to throw their weight around in open tennis.
Well, they will, but we have more weight than they have, so we don't worry about that.
Bob Kelleher, president of the United States Lawn Tennis Association, thank you ever so much.
Thank you, Len.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
And now a word about Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. That's the sound of high-performance engines. Mustangs, Thunderbirds, Camaros, Barracuda, Super Sports, GTs, many other cars like them. Do you have one? If so, remember, super-powered engines need super protection. Get it with Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. Refined from the choicest 100% Pennsylvania crude oil, reinforced with special additives to prevent rust, deposits, foaming, and wear. Kendall GT1 was born on the Watkins Glen Grand Prix race course. Works its magic just as well in your car when you drive on the turnpike or in city traffic. Ask your dealer for Kendall GT1 today. Stay tuned to Monitor for up-to-date coverage of the sports world throughout the weekend. The time is 15 minutes before the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Now here's Benny Goodman, the King of Swings. Thank you, Benny. You know how it is with most beers. The flavor holds up fine in the first glass, but lets you down in the second. But not so with Schaefer. Schaefer delivers flavor that never fades. You get all the pleasure of that first cold beer each and every beer through. So try the beer that always delivers. Schaefer, the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
WNBC, New York. The big voice of Big Town USA is the sound of people.
Ed McMahon here for Monitor. And here's a Monitor tip. To clean bathroom tile, mix scouring powder with turpentine. Apply it with a sponge. It'll make the tile look like new with little effort. Here's another tip. Going camping, fishing, hunting on a weekend trip? Well, go first class. Borrow the equipment you need to enjoy your vacation from your local A to Z rental center and at reasonable rates. You can borrow tents, campers, trailer hitches, car top sleepers, sleeping bags, air mattresses, camp cots, you name it. Look in the yellow pages under rental service for the A to Z rental center near you. Borrow anything your heart desires from A to Z. A to Z rental centers, that is.
Maine?
Yeah, sugar dumpling.
Come here, I got something to tell you.
Well, I'm listening, honey. Go ahead.
You coax the blues right out of the horn.
You mean little...
You charm the husk right off of the corn.
I'm all ears.
You got the banjo strumming and the plunking and the tune to beat the band.
The whole plantation's humming since I brought Dixie back to Dixieland.
Such modesty. You make the cotton easy to pick.
Cotton picking man.
You give my old man julep a kick.
Southern comfort day.
You make the old Magnolia tree blabber at the mention of your name. You made me feel alive again.
I've given you the drive again.
We'll make the South revive again, man. You have brought that cakewalk back in style.
Cakewalk in May.
It's you who made the weeping willow smile.
Weeping willow May.
And your skin is Dixie satin. There's rebel in your manner and your speech.
You may be from Manhattan, but Georgia never had a bit of speech.
You make our southern peas and our grits.
Pressure cooking may.
Seem like the bill of fare and the rents. You came, you saw, you conquered and absolutely.
Steve Lawrence and wife Edie. You know, we have a sort of special affection for Steve Lawrence here at Monitor. Maybe you heard him last weekend when he visited us on our 12th anniversary and sang that special birthday song written for us by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. The title of the song is Best Wishes. We'd like to send along our best wishes to Steve, who starts an engagement tonight at the Empire Room of the Palmer House in Chicago.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of central air conditioning, think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant air conditioning is the best air conditioning. Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
And Bryant Gas Air Conditioning reduces humidity, dust, dirt, and pollen. It's quiet. And because it's gas, it's economical. It has fewer major moving parts, so there's less to wear out in service. Most gas companies sell and service Bryant and offer low-interest financing with easy monthly payments.
When you think of air conditioning, think of central air conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best air conditioning.
For a free estimate, call your gas company or your Bryant dealer.
Now, a Monitor News special. Today, Red China exploded its first hydrogen device. NBC News correspondent Wells Hangen, now covering the Middle East crisis, has been assigned to Hong Kong from where he covered Red China. Monitor News editor Fitzgerald Smith talks to Wells Hangen in Beirut.
Wells, how will this first explosion by the communist Chinese of a hydrogen device affect the Middle Eastern situation?
The hydrogen bomb explosion, of course, adds to Peking's prestige. It gives the Chinese the additional weapon that they have lacked up until now, and this, of course, carries a good deal of weight in the Arab world, especially among those Arabs who rely on military force to settle the score with Israel. Particularly Syria and Egypt, which have rejected any kind of negotiated settlement.
Wells, you've been covering Red China from Hong Kong, so does this hydrogen bomb explosion today come to you as a surprise, or is it a systematic evolution?
I think it was an evolution. If you look back through the progress of Chinese nuclear testing, they've been exploding bombs roughly every 6 months in their development since October 1964, when they exploded their first nuclear device. One thing that has been very apparent in Hong Kong is that they are pressing the nuclear development very hard and very fast in order to make it appear that this progress is being achieved during the Cultural Revolution and, in fact, because of the Cultural Revolution.
What is the capability of the Communist Chinese to deliver a hydrogen bomb, Wells?
Well, you hear disputes about that, as you know, among the experts in Hong Kong and elsewhere. They do have some overage Aleutian bombers that the Russians gave them back before the break in 1960. These, of course, are capable of carrying a atomic or hydrogen bomb. They are able to get bombs around. And then, as you say, there's the suitcase approach, which is possible, too. They may be able to put a bomb in a ship and simply sail a ship into a harbor and have it explode.
Wells, how does this explosion today of a hydrogen device by Red China affect the world control situation?
Well, I think the answer depends, Jerry, on who controls China, who decides the policy, and no one can really foretell that. If Mao Zedong is still around by the time they have production line capability in the hydrogen bomb field, probably his tendency would be to refuse to make agreements with Russia or the United States on control. On the other hand, the technocrats, the more pragmatic people in the regime, such as Zhou Enlai, for example, might be inclined, I think they would be inclined, to go along. One thing I think is interesting, despite all the Chinese propaganda about supporting national liberation struggles, as they call them, in Asia and Africa and Latin America, they have, to my knowledge, never offered any nuclear know-how to any of their supporters in the third world so far.
Thank you, Wells Hangen, NBC News, Beirut, who has recently been covering Red China from Hong Kong.
Well, that was Monitor News editor Fitzgerald Smith talking to NBC News China expert Wells Hangen, and now stationed in Beirut. Stay tuned to Monitor for further developments.
Agent 00 Breck has a suds bomb for you, but you don't have to duck. It's only shampoo. And so gentle to hair that the whole family will be looking just swell. Try it, you'll see. That big sudsy bomb is Breck Concentrate. What a shampoo. It makes you feel great. In each plastic tube at a price that's quite low is Breck quality for a gal or her beau. Just a dab of shampoo, some water, then wow, Breck Concentrate lathers up with a pow. A bomb full of suds is a feeling that's great with the gentle power of Breck Concentrate.
Okay, now that you're beautiful, let's give some thoughts to staying alert.
That covers the club dues. Now let's hear from Al Bixby on entertainment. Al? Al?
Al? When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Now here's Reuben Mitchell, Wizard of the Keyboard, with an old favorite, Dardanella. This word for the beach, umbrella, and bikini set.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Stella Stevens, delightful star of Columbia Pictures' Band of Gold. Tell us about it, Stella.
Well, Army, let's see. I suppose it proves we gals can always outsmart you fellas.
No argument about that. And you prove your point charmingly in the picture, making Band of Gold great fun.
Thanks, Army. By the way, I've proved something else for myself.
What's that?
That Coppertone gives you a better tan.
No argument there either, Stella. Coppertone is enriched with special moisturizers that make skin more tannable, help prevent dryness.
Yes, I get a perfectly beautiful tan, and I love what Coppertone does for my skin. Keeps it satiny smooth. How does Vic Damone sing it?
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
I think I get the best of the sun with Coppertone.
Thanks for joining the Tannibles, Stella Stevens.
You're in tune with Monitor 67, your weekend companion for news, sports, music, and comedy. I'm your host, Ed McMahon, reminding you that NBC News on the Hour is just ahead. Then we'll be around again.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor.
Campers who know the trail make their first campsite at A to Z Rental Centers. Visit your A to Z Rental Center in Smithtown, Coram, and East Northport, Long Island. A to Z Rental Center for complete camping equipment, borrow tents, bumper hitches, sleeping bags, air mattresses, camp cots, and a whole lot more at reasonable rates. If your summer plans include camping, visit the A to Z Rental Center for your free camping tips checklist. Make your outing comfortable, whether for a day, a weekend, or longer. Borrow anything your heart desires from A to Z. On Long Island, there is an A to Z rental center in Smithtown at 261 West Main Street, in Coram at 187 Jericho Turnpike, and in East Northport in the Elwood Shopping Center. That's A to Z rental centers. Keep ahead of the game. Listen to Bill Mazur, weeknights at 5 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York. It's 86 degrees, partly cloudy, and the time, 4 o'clock.